And Russians are in shock after watching on TV and in the Sochi arena as 31-year-old figure skater Yevgeny Plyshenko, the closest thing to Russian royalty now, skated out onto the ice only to withdraw, not just from Olympic competition, but later from the sport entirely. The only modern-day skater to win 4 medals in 4 Olympics is retiring. Reporter Jess Gallagher joins us from Sochi. Jess, we know you were watching on television and looking at the pictures. The broadcasters, the newscasters looked stunned at what they were seeing. What was it like to watch this?
It was unbelievable. I mean, we all knew that he had had back problems. He'd had it for 20 years. He recently had surgery in 2013 and has literally 4 screws in his back. And yesterday he'd hurt his back basically on a triple axle. And you could see him clutching his back during a practice run. And he said that he couldn't really feel his leg after he had done the run. We thought he was going to take a couple of days off and rest it because obviously he'd been having these back problems for years. And he skated onto the ice today. He did not look stable at all. It almost looked like his legs were wobbly. And just told the referee, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not skating. People could not believe it. I mean, he had said that he was going to retire after Sochi. He won a silver in Salt Lake. He won a silver in Vancouver. And he'd had all these problems with his back, 12 operations in total, either on his back or on ligaments in his legs. And he just said, that's it. I'm sorry. It's over.
He said, I
couldn't believe it.
Yeah. He said, I think it's God saying, Yevgeny, enough. Enough with skating. And it's interesting because he wasn't even supposed to go to Sochi. He finished second at the Russian Nationals. He didn't appear headed for the games, but he did a trial run through in front of some Federation officials, and they put him on the roster. And then it paid off. He led the Russian team and the team skate to the gold. He finished second. He, you know, did fantastic. People were rooting for him to have a great performance here.
They absolutely were. And as you mentioned, he is royalty. I mean, Russians love the figure skating. It's incredible. And, you know, there is even a so-called, like, best of Plyshenko. He gets out there and he dances and he's just so effortless. And the Russians go crazy. And people just cannot believe that his time has come. I mean, people, you know, and as I mentioned earlier, he said he was going to retire. They thought that, you know, him winning the gold that he did a few days ago, that would be a perfect ending. And they thought also that he would do fantastic in this next gate. And then he could say, okay, that's enough. I've done my time. But to just drop out in the middle of it is unbelievable. And you also mentioned that he placed second in the Nationals. It was a real surprise that he was sent to the Olympics because there was only one spot. But Russian officials basically said that they thought that Maxim Kofkin, the 18-year-old, was inconsistent and they couldn't rely on him. And it was a huge blow to him because he had beaten Plyshenko and he really wanted to go. And Plyshenko honestly was very much out of the limelight, only competing in one competition in November in Riga. So it was a surprise that he was sent. It was a surprise that he did well the other day, and it was certainly even more of a surprise that he just said enough.
Well, and it also leaves Russia with no men competing in the men's individual figure skating. It's really quite something. Reporter Jess Gallagher, who's watched this all unfold at the Olympic Games in Sochi, thanks so much for telling us about it.
That was my pleasure.